The Christian life requires for you to put off that old man, that conversation. So it needs to be a conscientious, you know, habit that you have to basically tell yourself, you know what, I'm going to put off the old man. And the putting off is basically the picture that we get there is like you're taking off certain clothing, okay? And the old man can be pictured as that old clothing. So God says, look, you know, in the morning or whenever, you know, throughout the day, you need to put off that old, those old garments, that old man, that old conversation, the behavior. You need to change your actions, okay? Look what it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation. Notice he's not saying be holy in your spirit, because your spirit is already holy. It's already born again. The part that we need to work on is our conversation. And these are, I guess you could say, these are like the three aspects of salvation. We obviously understand that when we get born again, it's already settled. We're saved, okay? But if you're to summarize this process of our flesh and our spirit, we would say, you know, it starts off with justification, which means the salvation of our spirit. It ends with glorification, which is the transfiguration of our body. In between that, you have what? Sanctification, where God is continuously sanctifying us, cleaning up our lives as we read the Word of God, as we're obedient children, we're being holy as He is holy. Now, here's the thing is that if you choose not to be sanctified, you're still saved. Amen. Okay? Your spirit is still saved, but your flesh is not going to be saved in this lifetime. Right. You're probably going to suffer judgment because of it. God's wrath is probably going to come upon you because you're not allowing yourself to be sanctified. You understand? And so, you know, those are great incentives to allow yourself to be sanctified in this lifetime so that we don't suffer the punishment that God can inflict upon us for our disobedience and rebellion, okay? So he says there, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Skip down to verse 18. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, the Bible tells us. So again, we see the commandment here is to put off that old man. And here's the thing is that everyone's old man in here are sinful to various degrees. You understand? You know, some people got really old men. They're old. You know, they're just really old. You know, they're just an old man. Like, they've been in the world for a long time. You know, they grew up in the world, okay? Some old men are just, you know, they just got, you know, they got saved when they were younger and they weren't in the world for that long or something, you know? But at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. Because God just says, just put off that old man.